This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Rabia. I hope you and your family are well by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are fine. I seek your advice on schooling for my son who is 4 years old. The school environment here is filled with games and bullying, and I can't find a place where kids can practice Islam, even in an Arab country. I am confused between enrolling him in online schooling or sending him to a hostel in India. What do you suggest? Choosing the right school for your children is very important. And wherever you are, in any part of the world, see to it that you choose the right school. Choose a good Islamic school, rather than admitting your children into convent or non-Muslim schools. And choose such a school wherein the environment as well it is Islamic. There should not be free intermingling of the opposite gender. There should be separate provinces for the boys and girls or for the males and females. And the correct teachings of Islam should be taught. So whether it be in the Arab countries or whether it be in India, whether it be in other countries, in most parts of the world, in many countries today, you do have certain Islamic schools. So I would request you to do your research and admit your child into an Islamic school. And as far as online schooling is concerned, but naturally the effectiveness is much less as compared to an on-site school. So an on-site and on-campus school, but naturally it is much better generally as compared to an online school. And the right tarbiyah and the right upbringing of the child is very important. The parents play a key role choosing the right school and at the same time seeing to it that at home they give the correct tarbiyah to their children. Many a times the parents themselves are not practicing. Imagine if the mother is not wearing the hijab, how can she expect the daughter to wear the hijab? The father does not offer the 5 daily prayer, how can you expect the son to offer the 5 daily prayer? The father does not go to the masjid in order to offer the 5 daily prayer. How can you expect the son to go to the masjid? So the parents should lead by example. If they are practicing, even the children will look up to the parents and the children themselves will practice Islam better. The father should see to it that from a young age, he encourages the son and takes the son along with him to the masjid, which will give the correct tarbiyah to the children. So besides school, even at home, the parents should see to it that they give the correct tarbiyah to the children. And the environment that the child is in plays an important role as well. Unfortunately, many Muslims, they go and settle in non-Muslim countries. Many of them, they leave Muslim countries and they go and settle in non-Muslim countries for greener pastures. There is so much fitna that is prevalent in these non-Muslim Western countries, for example, in UK and USA. And then they want to give the correct teachings of Islam to their children. Choosing the right environment plays a key role. See to it that the friends that your children choose are good practicing Muslims. So choosing the right friends and the friend circle also plays an important role as well. And alhamdulillah, in India, we have the Islamic International School, which focuses on education for both the worlds, the education of the deen as well as the education of the dunya. Unfortunately, after we did hijrah, migrated from India to Malaysia, so the standard has gone down. But focusing on education for both the worlds is important. And in the Islamic International School, English was the medium of instruction and Arabic was a compulsory language. Arabic being a compulsory language, and English public speaking is taught, and other Islamic subjects are taught as well. So from a young age, the correct upbringing of a child is very important. And later on, when the child finishes the school and after he finishes college, see to it that even after that, you admit your child in a good Islamic university so that the child serves the religion of Islam and acquires Islamic knowledge. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Talabul ilmi fariidatun ala kulli muslim." Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim. And The first verse that was revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was Iqra, read. Islam focuses a lot upon acquiring knowledge. So that's the reason the parents play a key role. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may be easy for the parents as far as the correct tarbiyah of the children is concerned. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may be easy for your child and for all the children around the world. May they have the right Islamic upbringing so that in future they are torch bearers of the world and they are da'is of the world, because the young children, they are the future generation. And we hope that inshallah they will be the ones who will be da'is and who will spread the message of Islam throughout the world.